The following is a work of fiction. Names and locations have been changed to protect the privacy of those impacted by real events. This show contains themes some listeners may find upsetting, so please practice personal discretion. This episode is dedicated in memory of Ted Weir, Jack Hewitt, Bill Sterling, Jack Madruga, and Gary Mathias. Thank you.
Fuck.
Oh, thank goodness you're awake. It was touch and go for a while, but I had a feeling you were a fighter. I brought you some food.
Thank you. How long was I out?
A few hours at most. I came by earlier to fix you up with some clean dressings, but you looked so peaceful, I thought it'd be best to let you sleep. Would it be okay for me to change them now?
Sure. Damn, didn't think I'd be back in a hospital bed for a long time yet.
You don't like hospitals, Mr. Garrison?
Not really.
A lot of people get nervous in hospitals. We call it white coat syndrome.
I'm not afraid of the doctor, I didn't want to... I've been here before and it wasn't good.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Garrison. Can you lift your arm for me?
Oh, yeah, of course. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. I can't promise I'll have the answer.
Why am I here?
You and your friends were brought here, remember?
Right. Yeah. How are they?
Your friend, Mr. Downs, put up quite a struggle, but we gave him a sedative to help him calm down. His family are on the way, but he's asked for you.
Can I see him?
Deputy Brennan needs to ask you some questions first, but I'll take you to him as soon as he's done.
Thank you. How about the others?
They're resting. Their families will be visiting them soon. I'll be sure to let them know you wish to see them as well.
Oh, okay. They're okay. Thank God.
Matthew Garrison, I presume?
Yeah. Who wants to know?
Deputy Sheriff Wilson Brennan, I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Let me guess. He put you up to this?
Silas, the sheriff, didn't put me up to anything. That's a lot of bandages you got there. You're lucky to be alive, considering your history.
I'm sorry? My history?
You're no stranger to violence, Mr. Garrison. The boys at the station told me.
I don't care what your boys gossip about in their free time. Can we get back to the reason why you're here?
Right. Do you know the name of the person who brought you to the hospital?
I think it was Bill.
You're referring to William Carver, correct?
Yeah. Works at Ron's. Helps fix up cars. Does some of the bookkeeping, too.
I see. Can you recall if anyone was with him?
I think there were four people with him.
Joseph, Daniel, Samuel Carver, and their father. That matches what I have here.
He'll be losing his badge, right?
Without a doubt. I always had a bad feeling about that man. The entire Shones family are fucking whackjobs. I mean, mentally challenged individuals. Pardon my language. Okay. I know this might be difficult for you, Mr. Garrison, but I need you to try and take me back to that night. What happened on your trip to Sacramento?
It started off as normal as you can imagine. My friends and I had been looking forward to it. We went sightseeing during the day, went to the concert that night, and then we were going to drive to Davis to spend the night at my uncle's place before going home in the morning.
Speaking of driving, we had your car examined when we found it. We also found a packet of half-open pills in the glove compartment. The lab identified it as fluphenazine, commonly sold as Prolixin.
Jack's schizophrenia meds. Guess he just forgot to put them back in his backpack. I thought you'd know about all this. Couldn't you have asked his doctors?
Patient-doctor confidentiality. They're just standard questions I have to ask Mr. Garrison. Nothing more than a formality. Would you say he was stable at the time of the incident?
Yeah. Why?
Did he show any signs that you or anyone else would consider a concern?
He'd never hurt anyone.
Though you're aware of his criminal convictions, yes?
That was a long time before I met him. Look, I don't know what you're trying to imply here.
All right, Mr. Garrison, easy now. Move the wrong way and you'll pop open those stitches. We already have our perpetrator. I'm just trying to get a better idea of the events that led up to this.
It sounds to me like you're trying to implicate an innocent man.
Not the case, I assure you.
Why should I believe you?
I'm aware you have your opinions of law enforcement, Mr. Garrison, but I'm asking you to put your feelings aside for the time being so that we can solve this case. You want justice for yourself and your friends, don't you?
What sort of question is that? Of course I do.
Then you'll compose yourself?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand this is hard.
You don't.
Believe me, I do. I witnessed my parents' murder when I was your age. If anyone understands what you're going through right now, it's me. I never truly let go of the pain and anger, and neither will you. That's the reality of it, Matthew. Will you help me help you?
Fine. When you wake up in the morning, turn on the TV, pour milk onto your cereal, and sit down at the table, you hear about different things that are going on in the world. From the prices of food going up to the reports of riots, or the body of a missing person being found, it's certainly an eventful way to start your day. There's a misconception that nothing on TV can hurt you. Sure, it's not like a horror movie where something can come out and grab you, but you never know the day you'll press the on button and see the face of someone you know on the screen. Or maybe you'll see yours. Morning.
Morning, man. Oh, you look like crap.
Jeez, thanks, Jack. I didn't sleep well last night.
No kidding. Did you do the thing again?
Yep. Woke up in the middle of the night. Ended up pacing around the house for a bit, and then sat outside and had a smoke. The usual. No matter what I do, there are nights where I just can't sleep. Not even hot whiskey helps anymore.
I don't know if you tried tea. That stuff has me out like a light. Here.
Thanks. You know, I've been thinking about it, and I think I just need to stop.
Stop calling Sharon for some sweet lovin' every time the going gets tough? Yes. Yes, you do. One day you're gonna catch something. The girl's crazy.
I stopped seeing her months ago. I thought I told you. Look, this isn't about Sharon.
Then who? Oh, God. Don't tell me it's Veronica.
Ew, no. Why would it be Veronica?
Oh, well, if it's not Veronica, can I say something? Her pet tortoise is evil. Her pet tortoise is evil, man.
Christ almighty, we've been over this. He's not evil. All he does is sit in his enclosure and eat lettuce.
No, no, he's plotting something, Bugs, every time he looks at me. It's like he's out to kill me.
Considering the amount of times you've compared him to a raisin, then yeah, I'd be pissed off too.
Wow, thanks.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
You know, I had a nightmare about him.
Oh yeah? Was it some Godzilla-like thing where he was chasing you around town?
Christ. You're a real bitch when you haven't slept, you know that?
I just need some coffee and I'll be fine. Marvin usually has the pot ready when we punch in. Let's see what we got in the collection, shall we?
Oh, you got any Chicago?
Why Chicago?
Because how many times has their music helped you through a bad patch? Remember, Mindy? Man, she was a good one. Really good. Great. Thighs.
Good until I caught her kissing that hippie fuck, Jared and Monica's. Ugh. He was all over her like a leech. Feel sick thinking about it.
He looks like a pufferfish whenever he kisses someone. I heard he's not even that good.
How do you know that?
My girlfriends at the church have told me everything under the sun about him. Left a string of broken hearts behind him.
We're ones to talk. Look at what we've done.
Ah, but we have standards, Bugs. It's no wonder he gets on with Mac.
Ugh, I should have known. Who wants to be friends with that asshole?
If you ask me,
I think people only hang out with him because he's related to the sheriff. And he knows the local pill dealers.
Of course he fell in with drugs. He was such a good guy. What the hell happened?
He chose to be popular over us. No point in feeling sorry for him now. He'll never come back from this. Here, let me look for the tapes. You're gonna get us killed otherwise. All right, we got Hart, Foghat, or Blondie.
Not in a Blondie mood. How about Hart?
Ooh, now you're speaking my language.
I hope Sandra isn't working today.
Or Karen. Seriously, all she and Sandra do is complain about how lousy their husbands are every single time. Ugh. I feel sorry for Dave and Brian. Man, sometimes I just want to blast the radio at full volume while they're around just to drown them out.
Me too. Still have a couple of hours to go and I'm already exhausted. My jaw hurts from putting on a happy face.
My ass hurts from sitting down. Ugh, the security room is way too cramped.
I'm surprised you don't get bored up there.
No. I have magazines in my journal whenever it gets quiet. Ooh, have you read the latest Rolling Stone?
Yeah, I can't believe of men and dogs are coming to Sacramento.
I know, I'd give anything to see them live, but it's a nightmare trying to get tickets for them. As soon as they announce a tour, they sell out.
Yeah, still could be worth a shot, right?
I guess. Oh, one of my neighbors works in the ticket office. I can try and pull a few strings with her.
You'd do that?
It's worth a shot.
Wouldn't she charge you double?
We'd work something out.
This isn't anything illegal, right?
Matthew, I am shocked. There is nothing illegal about the Jack Down's charm.
Oh, Jesus. You're gonna fuck her, aren't you?
No! I mean, I won't complain if it leads to that.
Oh my god.
Do you want a chance of going to this concert or not?
Yeah, I really want to go.
Then let me work my magic. I'll talk to her later, and if everything goes smoothly, I'll let you know tomorrow.
I can't believe this might actually work out. Whoring yourself just for me? I'm touched.
Horan, excuse you. Maybe I'll get them and invite someone else. How's that sound?
Okay, fine. I'll be sweet and proper, just for you.
Whoa, don't get too excited yet, bud. We gotta get over the first hurdle. After that, it'll be smooth. Ugh. All right, break time's almost over. I'll see you later.
Later, dude. What a day.
Tell me about it. Did not expect to have to apprehend a soup thief today.
How you managed to hit them in the back of the head with a can of Campbell's, I won't even begin to question. It was a perfect throw.
Being the pitcher of my high school's baseball team really paid off after all. Guy chose a crappy place to hide. If you're gonna hide away, then obviously you choose somewhere less visible.
You're saying you could have done it better?
1,000 times better.
Never thought I'd be saying this, but today was a good work day.
I'd gladly do it all over again, if it means getting to see the look on that guy's face.
What?
Nothing. Just thinking.
About what? Best friend?
Oh, come on. You know what I mean. I've done bad shit, man. And I mean bad shit. But you gave me a chance, and you... Don't look at me like I'm some monster.
You're not a monster. What's brought this on?
I don't know. Just been counting my blessings recently. I have a lot to be thankful for. You, Gabe, Ollie, Trisha. I don't know how you guys do it, but you do.
Look, it doesn't matter how other people see you. Let them think whatever thoughts they have inside their tiny heads. They're just assholes who don't know any better. We know who you are. A good man with a heart of gold.
Thanks, man. I guess I just worry sometimes.
About all of us? Check, you don't need to.
No, fuck no. I just, you know, I heard some people talking shit at church. Doesn't bother me usually, but this gal said something like, he'd never make a good husband, because I like to fuck. Made me wonder if they're right.
Why do you care about being a good husband? You're not looking for that now.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe someday.
Someone caught your attention?
I mean, maybe. She doesn't judge me, but what if she doesn't see me as husband material?
Damn. Never seen you thinking so hard about shit like this.
It's stupid. Forget I said anything.
I'm not going to forget because I can see this matters. Look, Jack, you're a good guy. When you're ready to settle down, you'll make a great husband. Don't worry about those weirdos at church. They only see the surface. They don't know you deep down. And deep down, you're the most amazing guy I've ever met.
Man, you're the most amazing guy I've ever met.
Is this where we make out?
Shut the fuck up, you dumbass.
So, how'd it go?
How'd what go? Oh, right! Ta-da! Ta-da!
No way! How did you... You got tickets for all of us?
What? I couldn't leave my favorite guys out.
This is going to be the best thing ever.
Well, the question now is, how are we going to get to Sacramento?
We could take the car. I know the roads like the back of my hand.
Well, there's that covered. I can't wait to see how the others are going to react.
Hey, guys. Man, I'm starved. What are you two so happy about?
We got tickets to Sea of Men and Dogs.
No fucking way. What? How did... Who?
You're welcome.
But these don't go on sale until tomorrow. Jack, what did you do?
Buddy, I really wouldn't ask that unless you want to be scarred for the rest of your life.
Oh, for... Jack, you really have no modesty, do you?
No, I do not. Ah, come on, Gabe, you know you love it.
I admire your dedication. Who did you have to bribe?
We don't use the word bribe. Call it a business transaction that got incredibly hot and heavy.
Too much information, but thanks, I guess, for thinking of us.
Oh, where are Ollie and Trisha at? They're usually here by now.
Didn't you guys hear? An incident happened at the jewelry store a few blocks down. Cops set up roadblocks.
Wait, what? What happened?
Yeah, dude, spill.
Mac and his goons robbed the store. They managed to get away with a few hundred dollars worth of necklaces and rings from what I heard.
Oh my god.
That's not all. I heard they're likely going to try and sell it all for drugs.
The things people do for that stuff.
Assholes! They're part of the reason this town's going bad. That and Sheriff Shady.
He is pretty shady.
Speak of the devil.
Shit! Since when does he come here?
Since now, apparently.
Shh! Just keep your heads down and look at your menus.
Do you think he heard us?
I doubt it. I'm sure he's used to being shit-talked by now.
Whatever it was, he appeared like some scary monster.
Well, he's gone now. We can enjoy our lunch in peace.
I never thought we'd get through them.
Must be a lot more serious than we first thought. That's odd. I don't see the boys anywhere.
Over here!
Sorry we're late. Have you guys ordered your food yet?
No, we wanted to wait for you. Is that a new top?
Yeah! I went to the mall with my sister yesterday. It was impossible to show any self-restraint with this thing.
Well, I think it looks great.
Are you guys having your usuals?
Oh, hi, Betty. You know it. Man, I can't wait for some bacon and home fries.
I'll have my usual, but no bacon.
Hold up. No bacon? Are you crazy? You usually get extra.
I'm trying to stay away from it because... Look, does it matter?
Easy, Tiger. No need to get defensive over some bacon. We'll all have our usuals, too.
I heard about all those roadblocks the cops put down a few streets up. What the hell? Heck. Happened. The boss has been on my tail about swearing.
No one's told you? Mac and his gang stole a bunch of stuff from the jewelry store.
Mr. Horowitz's store? You're kidding. Why'd they go after him?
Because he can't fight back, would be my assumption.
Can't fight back? Mr. Horowitz hit Jared in the face so hard with his cane they had to take him to the hospital. I think he can handle himself perfectly fine.
I'd love to stay and chat, but the big guy will give me one of his lectures if I don't get a move on. Bye, guys. Bye, Jackie.
Never thought I'd see the day when Jack only has his eyes on one girl.
Yeah, well, don't go telling anybody.
Of course. You have your bad boy image to keep up. You got of Men and Dog tickets?
Seriously? That's insane!
And let you guys miss out on the fun? No way.
What do you guys think you'll wear to the concert? I'm thinking something with zebra print.
Whatever I feel like on the day, I guess. As long as it's comfy. I don't do the whole planning out my outfit thing. It gives me a headache. Trisha?
I'll think of something.
Well, if it isn't my favorite band of misfits.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Not too bad. Ron gave me the afternoon off. Something about a family member or whatever. Did you guys hear about Of Men and Dogs?
Uh-huh. Jack managed to get us tickets.
Bugs, I told you we weren't meant to tell people that.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. My nieces are hoping to get tickets. They're crazy about the lead singer.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
I'm surprised their parents are letting them go. Aren't they strict about that stuff?
They'll be fine. Only thing I told them was no drugs, no booze, and if there's gonna be sex, use a condom.
Good advice.
Someone's gotta teach them. Don't want my girls getting hurt.
How are you going to spend your time off, Bill?
I'm thinking about going to Martha's.
Martha's?
You've never been been to Martha's? It's one of the best places around. What's the name of the mocktail they do? The one topped with popping candy.
The Dazzler.
The Dazzler. Thanks. They've got a show on tonight if you guys want to come for some good tunes and drinks. Was meant to be meeting some friends there, but they had to cancel.
What do you guys think?
Sounds like fun.
You had me sold at the Dazzler.
Count me in.
Yeah, why not? It beats being home alone.
Your parents working late or something?
Yeah, some business deal or whatever fell through, so they're trying to sort something out. Not that it bothers me. The more they're out of the house, the less I'll be nagged by them.
Trust me, kiddo, when you're older, you'll thank them. I better get going. I'll see you guys at Martha's later.
We'll be there.
Music starts at 8. See you there!
I like Bill. He's cool.
Who doesn't like Bill?
I know Mac doesn't, ever since they had argued over who scratched her car. It wasn't even a scratch. It was more like a nick.
Mac's just stupid. His mom probably dropped him on his head when he was a baby.
Then there's his creepy uncle.
Here we go again.
I think. They're cursed.
They're not cursed. You pay too much attention to conspiracies.
You know about the way the sheriff's dad died, right?
The last sheriff? Yeah, he died of a heart attack.
Not the full story. Everyone knows he sent some innocent man to the electric chair, and no one knows why. Then months later, he dies of a heart attack. Some say karma.
Others say murder.
You really think he was murdered?
Until something says otherwise. It's a spooky story to keep people up at night.
I don't get why people get so scared. It's not like he's some vampire ready and waiting to kill.
I mean, maybe he is.
Don't start getting ideas, please.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're scared of vampires, Gabe.
I'm not scared of vampires.
Bull crap! You couldn't even get through Salem's lot.
Neither could you.
Bugs, don't act like you didn't call me in the middle of the night because you thought something moved in your closet.
I thought there was something in there.
Okay, we get it. I'm the only one with balls when it comes to scary movies.
Whoa, leave the little Jax alone.
Not cool, Trisha.
What exactly isn't cool about what I said? I got big brass cojones that clank when I walk. You wish you were me.
I can handle spooky stuff just fine. I'm totally cool with horror.
Cool as melted ice, maybe.
Maybe he's like that, but me? I don't get spooked by a ghost or a vampire.
Maybe not, but you and Bugs had to leave the room during Psycho.
To get a drink. We weren't scared.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bugs? Did you really call Jack because he heard something in your closet? That's a 5-year-old move.
Shut the fuck up. God, you guys suck.
Thank you for listening to Cocalco County. This episode was written and produced by Megan Owens, with additional writing by Emma Kimball Mayerke. Main voices include Wade Peng as Bugs Garrison, Lord Avedon as Wilson Brennan, Mika Thomas as Jack Downs, Steve Azetta as Gabe Hernandez, Tuxedo August as Ollie Scott, and Rachel Schumacher as Trisha O'Hara. Additional voices by Beth Lindley and Kimber. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.